In the second Aliyah of Parshas Tetzaveh, we read about the Choshen, which is identified as the Choshen Mishpat. Rashi tells us this is because it is mechaper on kilkulim in Mishpat, on errors in din, but the Targum Yonasan adds that it is also something that helps us to follow dinim that are otherwise hidden from us. And the Chemdes Yisrael raises the question that we normally say, lo b'shamayim hi, that we can't have halacha paskind from sources from above, and therefore we have to understand how exactly it plays a role in psak. One possibility is it's only used to restore old halachos that had been known previously. We have different implications from different Gemaras as to whether it's acceptable to have that provided from above. Another possibility is that it was used like the man was in order to clarify points of the metzias, of the reality, that were incorporated into psak. That could also be connected to how it was used in the context of war, of Milchemes Mitzvah. The Ramban raises the question if it was also used in the context of Milchemes Rishus, but we know that it was used in the context of Milchemes Mitzvah, and there also it could be that it was used to clarify points of reality, such as whether the situation was too dangerous, for example, if a war would have been an unwinnable war and shouldn't be undertaken in the first place. Pardes Yosef and others farim raised the question of whether the Urim V'Tumim could be consulted at night. The Bala Turim had understood that it could not be used at night because it was a process akin to Mishpat, which wasn't done at night. And if so, also, should we say it can't be done on Shabbos either, when Din also isn't carried out by the dint of rabbinic law? Because that last point is indeed rabbinic, the Pardes Yosef thought maybe there was a distinction that maybe it wasn't used at night, but perhaps it was used on Shabbos. Pinchas Hirschsprung was quoted as noting, based on the Rambam, that he required the Kohen to wear all 8 begadim in order to use it. So since the Rambam's position is that a Kohen who wears the begadim not at the time of Avoda would be guilty of wearing shatnez, perhaps that would be an impediment to using the Urim V'Tumim at night. The Psukim list the different stones. In Pasuk Chaf, we read of a stone called Tarshish. This may be familiar as the name of one of the advisors of Achashverosh in Megillas Esther. And the Gemara and Pesachas, Megillah and Daf Yud Beis and Yud Beis tell us that these names are all allusions, remazim, to the Beis HaMikdash in order to highlight the contrast between how the Jews treated the instruments of the Beis HaMikdash and how the conquerors did. And therefore, this reference to the Big Tikkahuna is a part of that process. The Meshachma adds that this specifically was the stone of Usher, who had fine daughters who were tznuos and who married into the Kahuna. And this is a strong contrast to the behavior of Vashti. In Pasuk Chavches, we read Lo Yizach HaChoshen, that the Choshen may not be separated from the Ephod. It's a question whether this means specifically Derech Kilkol, as it sounds like from the Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes Halacha Yud, or perhaps it doesn't matter how it happens, as it sounds like from the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, and also from the Smag and the Sefer Achinuch. So, as the Sefer Eish Talmud points out, it is a question perhaps in the translation of the word Yizach. Rashi renders it as Nituk, and the Ramban translates it as Yisach, as like Netitza. So the Sefer Yismach Moshe suggests that the Rambam had a suffix about it, therefore in Sefer HaMitzvos he went L'chumra, and in Mishneh Torah he's talking about Malkus, and therefore he's taking the definite position. The Sefer Achinuch understands that this is specifically during the time of the Avoda, and the symbolism of keeping the Choshen connected to the Ephod, Rav Moshe Feinstein commented that the Ephod atones for Avodah Zarah, and the Choshen, as we saw, for errors in Din. So they're connected, because if we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu who takes care of everything, there is no need to act dishonestly in matters of money. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov suggests that it's to make the point in the other direction, that avoiding Avodah Zarah is a matter of simple yashras, and also because we see that Aaron received the Ephod because he was happy for Moshe. This is to show that Yashrus HaSeichel comes from pure attributes, from Midos Nikios. The Oznayim B'Torah adds also that this is a remez to the prohibition of Arkos to litigating in civil courts. Rav Nosson Geshneder adds that he thought this was a representation of the prohibition for the Kohen to be Mesiach Das, to direct his attention away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Asher Weiss in his Minchas Asher suggests that the combination here represents the two roles of the Kohen, as the Gemara asks whether the Kohanim are Shluchei D'Rachmana or Shluchei D'Don. Are they meant to be emissaries of God to us or of us to God? So here the Ephod is used to raise our Zikaron up in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Choshen is to remind us of God, so the dual role of the Kohen is expressed through the both together. The last pasuk of the Aliyah reads, "V'nasata el choshen hamishpat es haurim ve'es hatumim v'hoyu alev Aaron b'vo'o lefnei Hashem v'nasa Aaron es mishpat b'nei Yisrael alibo lefnei Hashem tamid." So the reference here to the Urim ve'es hatumim, the Gemara Maseches Yuma and the Ayin Gimel Amud Beis explains the language of tumim shemashlimim divrehem. As the Torah Tumim explains that they don't reverse, they don't change. And the Yerushalmi in Yuma, in the 7th parak, says, Shehein misima lifdeim esadarech, that they set the path. If they are Tamim, Hashem shows the way. The Lahoris Nasa notes that this represents two steps, that the Kohanim have to give the right Musar, and the Mashlimim have to indeed live it. The Yisnaim Torah points out over here that you see that apparently the Urim V'Tumim had two advantages over a Navi. First, that there is no reversal, apparently, and also that it is Tumid, that it's always available. The 12 stones represent the 12 tribes, and as Laharis Nassim points out, this shows the different paths in Avodas Hashem, just like the Magen Avraham quotes from the Arizal, that the 12 gates of Tefillah are parallel to the 12 tribes, representing all of these different paths that are available. And the emphasis here of being on the heart of Aaron, the Gemara Maseches Shabbos on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, tells us that Aaron got the Choshen on his heart in the Schus of Arah V'Samach Belibo, the fact that he was happy for Moshe, for his special role, and didn't have any jealousy. And the Maram Shik comments that one can only be a Kohen who's Mechaper and Klal Yisrael if he has such a sense of identification, if he loves the Jews just like he loves himself, and he is able to rejoice with them in their victories. And here, this language of Tamid, this Forno comments that he should always be praying for them, that they should win, that they should merit injustice. And the Sefer Ishtar Yehu, he notes further that in order to be successful in davening for Klal Yisrael, one must always be worrying about their problems and seeking to see how one can be helpful, or at a minimum, how one can identify with their suffering.